Tears for Fears still has a lot more to say.
'Cause you know that I love you, girl. You're my way out of hell. But I've just one more song to sing, one more story to tell.
The band, known for 80s hit songs that include The Hurting and Everybody Wants to Rule the World, has their first album in 17 years out now, The Tipping Point. And Roland Orzabal and Kurt Smith join us now. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
What's it feel like to come back? We just heard the lyric, one more song to sing, one more story to tell. Mr. Orzabal.
I think we both will agree it feels absolutely perfect.
Ah.
Of all the records we've done in the length of our career, something about this record right now feels vital. At the ripe old age of 60 years old, this is what our lives have been boiling up to.
Why does it feel so good for these times, Mr. Smith?
I mean, all you can do as an artist is to make an album that really means something to you and voices your opinions. And it seems that it's appropriate for the age. And when I say the age about current affairs, we're kind of linked into what's going on in the world right now. And, you know, we feel in tune.
Could we hear from another song, Break the Mask?
She's the fire and the fall.
Kurt Smith, where's that song come from?
Well, I mean, it's a song in its sort of rawest form talks about a very strong woman, obviously. I come from a family of three very strong women, my wife and both my daughters. I have two girls. And, you know, looking at my girls, I guess after going through 4 years of Donald Trump being in power in America and that, to me, hideous, toxic masculinity that involved, meant that I was very concerned about my daughter's future.
The title song. Mr. Orzabal, I gather this song came out of a very difficult time in your personal life.
It did, yes. Well, I've been married 36 years. My wife, from about 2007, she went from being a very feisty, sexy extrovert woman who was a gourmet cook to someone who became frightened of food, depressive, anxious. And that was really the beginning around 2007 of a long descent through mental illness and through alcoholism and eventually to death.
Winter time will soon be gone from this sun.
And it was really the awful, you know, watching this incredible woman become a ghost of a former self.
Life is cruel, life is tough, life is crazy, then it all turns to dust.
The Tipping Point, the actual title track, is on a personal level, it really is a love song for the dying.
Well, I'm so sorry for you, for your wife, for what your family went through. Now, do I get this right, Kurt Smith? You were thinking of leaving the band?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to look at it as leaving a band because I never really consider it leaving. It's whether our paths are converging or not. And at that point in time, I didn't feel they were. I felt Roland wanted to do one thing and I wanted to do something else. And so it's that difficult decision when we would stay together. You know, I didn't think it would do either of us any good. And so it's that difficult decision of you know, you're leaving a part of your life behind, but you know it's the only healthy decision to make. You know, luckily, I never had to make that decision and everything worked out.
And let me ask you both about the song My Demons.
I am the demolition man. I am the smoking gun. Why is my name in lights when my name is spelled wrong?
So I was particularly struck by the line, my demons don't get out that much.
No, well, they don't, because my demons are like the rest of civilization have been in lockdown. Yeah, so...
I thought everybody but the demons were locked down, but go ahead.
No, I mean, even the demons have been having a terrible time not being able to find toilet roll in the local supermarket. Yeah, I mean, the song is about surveillance. It's a very aggressive piece of music.
I'm going to chance one question about an old song that's really a classic, and that's Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Ask you both, do you find it newly resonant today?
That song, the lyric came about, you know, we're talking about mid-80s, we're talking about Cold War situation. So that was what was going on. The original title was Everybody Wants to Go to War.
You know, unfortunately, we still find ourselves in the same position, and if not a more precarious position now. You have, without question, people who have dictatorial tendencies, and so, you know, it's actually a bigger concern now. So, you know, not only is it unfortunate that that song still resonates, but if anything, resonates more now.
Are you pleased if somebody says they like this album just because they like the music? Or do you want them to take from this music some of what we've been talking about?
I actually don't think it matters. The most gratifying thing is when you've finished an album, you've sequenced an album, and you listen to it back and you go, wow, that's good, you know, but good to us. You know, it means something to us. How other people take it really is out of our control. So if there is one thing that age gives you or makes you slightly wiser, is all of that is beyond your control. How people perceive it and receive it is really up to them. There are no rules when it comes to that. If people get the lyrics, if they understand them, if they relate to them, wonderful. If they don't and just think it's a catchy song, then great.
That's all it is music. But I would say this, that music and mathematics are the languages of heaven.
Roland Orzabal and Kurt Smith, of course, from the band Tears for Fears, their new album, The Tipping Point, out now. Thank you both very much for being with us.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.